I'd like to reiterate this point with regards to Saul as a vessel prepared. There's a scripture on our outline from Titus chapter 3 and verse 3. And this scripture reads, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared." As we consider and look at Saul in his life before the Damascus Road, it was that life that was occupied zealously, as we've heard and seen, in the energy of the flesh, ignorantly serving God. And he was, in God's mind, he had his eye on this man. A vessel prepared. One who was created after the image and likeness of God. Such were each one of us. And as we consider in Saul and look at him, can we not apply and see that each one were chosen in God and precious? Sure, Saul was a chosen vessel that was appointed and prepared by God for a specific purpose. But he has chosen also each one of us. And for what purpose? We can only answer that for the purpose, for his glory, for the testimony of Christ in a scene where he has been rejected and cast out. And when we think of this scripture from Titus chapter 3, and apply this to ourselves, he is applying and combining all. For we ourselves, speaking to believers. In Ephesians chapter 2, he speaks to the Jew, the Gentile, and combines them and says, "You all were the enemies of God and must come under the judgment of God." In Titus chapter 3, we have, "We ourselves also were sometime." This is in a previous time, but this is the time where we are looking at in the life of Saul now, by application, where we see sometimes foolish and disobedient. Think of kicking against the pricks and disobedient to the Spirit of God. Now apply this to us in our lives as believers. As the Lord, he has chosen us for eternal blessing, but he's chosen us also for that purpose, to be here in this scene as a vessel individually, a vessel of testimony for him in a world that has rejected him. He's prepared the Apostle Paul. He prepared Saul to become the apostle. Has he prepared you? I would say he's prepared each one of us for some purpose. May we be sensitive to what the Lord, who has prepared each one of us and made each one of us different, yet in the likeness of God we are created. But each one of us different as individuals, but that we might be before him to see, what is it that he has prepared me as a vessel to be here for his glory, for his testimony in this scene? When we think of this verse in Titus 3, foolish, disobedient, deceived. Think of Saul was deceived before his conversion, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. And I always love the word "but" in scripture. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. And we're going to get into this, I realize. But as we consider, think of scripture as so complete in testimony. We read in 1 Timothy that that Paul saw the chiefest of sinners, the one who was most zealous in energy against the mind and will of God, doing that which was disobedient to God. God had chosen him as a vessel prepared for the master's use, prepared as a vessel that would be one who would be meet for his purpose and used for his testimony to propagate it forward in this world. But then as we consider this and apply it to us, he's prepared you, he's prepared me for a purpose that would bring glory to him.